Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 27th November. Top stories for today. Simultaneous by-elections for both the Gerak parliamentary seat in Perak and Bugaya state seat in Sabah have been set for January 16th next year. Election Commission Chairman Dato' Abdul Ghani Saleh said the nomination for both by-elections has also been set for January 4th, while early voting is on January 12th. The two by-elections have to be held due to the unexpected vacancies of the seats following the death of the respective incumbents. The Batu Sapi parliamentary by-election will be held within 60 days after the emergency period ends, said Election Commission Chairman Dato' Abdul Ghani Saleh. He said it was the same period set when the EC received the official notification of a vacancy for parliamentary or state seats. On November 18, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong made a proclamation of emergency for the Batu Sapi parliamentary constituencies, in effect cancelling the by-election for the seat. The EC had set November 23 for nomination, December 1 for early voting, and December 5 for polling. Selangor is offering a reward totaling RM20,000 to the public for information on environmental crime that can lead to the arrest of the perpetrators. Menteri Besar Dato' Sri Amiruddin Syari said the reward is offered to get the public's involvement in combating environmental crime activities in the state. He said information is needed for the authorities to arrest the perpetrators so that legal action could be taken against them. The police have solved 30 cases of break-ins, including at convenience shops around Serdang, Brickfields and Petaling Jaya, with the arrest of 4 Yong Gang members. Serdang District Police Chief ACP Razali Abu Sama said the 4 men, all locals, were arrested following a report by a manager of a convenience store on a break-in at the premises in Bandar Puteri Puchong on November 16. 2 cash drawers and cash worth RM2,094 were stolen there. Argentina's Diego Maradona, one of the world's greatest ever soccer players, was buried on Thursday at the Bella Vista Cemetery on the outskirts of Buenos Aires in a small private ceremony of his family and close friends. The death of Maradona at the age of 60 on Wednesday following a heart attack has sparked both mourning and celebrations of a true sporting star across the globe. Some of the thousands of mink culled to minimize the risk of them retransmitting the new coronavirus to humans have risen from their shallow graves in western Denmark after gases built up inside their bodies caused the mink to get pushed out of the ground, Danish authorities said Thursday. Denmark culled thousands of minks in the northern part of the country after 11 people were sickened by a mutated version of the coronavirus that had been observed among the animals. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.